It's time to get real, people. It's time to get real. I'm going to tell you guys some stuff, some medical stuff today that I haven't really talked about. But I'm going to do it because my friends, Dr. Gary and Karen Rea from Downtown's Healthcare have joined me to talk a little bit about a different kind of regenerative therapy. You've heard Gary on the show. You've heard Karen on the show, probably, although it's been a while, talking about how this can help joint injuries, and there's all kinds of ways that it can help you get your knees and your hips and your feet and all that stuff squared away. But there are so many different other applications for regenerative therapy, and I got to tell you, I feel like at this point, I feel like I've done them all. And I should write a review on every single product that they have at Downtown's Healthcare, because I think I could. But I'm a huge fan, a huge believer, and I truly credit them with my quality of physical health. Right now, I mean, they've been a big, big part of that. And I personally feel better at 51 than I felt at 45 by a long shot. I mean, it's not even close. So Dr. Gary and Karen, welcome back to the show, first of all.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You know, you, Gary, we've talked about this a little bit before, but I want to remind people, you started doing regenerative therapy not because you read about it and thought it was cool. You read about it and then you did it. Before you even thought about offering it, what happened there?
Yeah, long story short, I've been looking at it for a while, and I actually had an incident where I tore my Achilles tendon, and it wasn't a complete tear, but it was like 90%, and I was recommended by an ortho to have surgery, and I actually decided at that point in time to have Karen actually inject my Achilles tendon, and I've actually heard other people doing the same thing since and have had amazing results. My results were amazing. And we had just started putting this service into our office, and then we fast flowed it from there because of the results that I got. And it's been about 6-7 years now, but we've had such amazing results with it that we can't speak highly enough about it, just because, you know, the negative impacts of people doing like steroid injections and really just putting a band-aid approach onto osteoarthritis or joint problems or muscle problems is a major problem today.
I want to talk about cortisone shots for just a second, because that's what you were just talking about with steroidal injections.
Yeah.
There is the perception in this world that cortisone shots are no big deal. That if you have joint pain, you go to your doctor, you get a cortisone shot. I've been that patient, but cortisone degrades your body. It is not a no big deal thing. And by the way, I'm not trying to talk people out of doing cortisone shots, because like I said, I've done them in the past, but I am pretty sure that I have a patch of neuropathy on my foot now because of cortisone shots. I'm almost positive those things are connected. It is one of the side effects that they talk about, but you know, you get the, oh, it hardly ever happens. Well, I now have a patch that I can't feel on my foot because of that. So talk to me about cortisone, what it does actually, how it works.
Yeah, I mean, it's been known for decades now that steroid treatment can cause basically cartilage cell death. It decreases your overall immunity. It's toxic to your own body's stem cells, and it destroys your body's capacity to actually repair tendons. Now, it's great for acute pain. Like if you have pain and you want to turn that pain off.
Yeah.
It's great for that. However, just because we no longer perceive pain doesn't mean that we no longer have the problem. And if the joint is still not functioning properly, what happens is you lose that signal that your body is telling you that there's a problem. And then what happens, you use your body more, mm-hmm. and it actually speeds up the degenerative process within the joint. And so our whole thing is like, are we against steroids and cortisone? No, we don't do it in our office because we don't need to. But it's because we do other things that help people. But I feel like what we do helps people more long term. And you know, we actually help to regenerate a joint rather than to break it down. And unfortunately, people who go down that path, run the risk of having to do more advanced procedures later on, like surgeries and replacements and whatnot, just because they never handled the problem to begin with. They just masked it.
Mm-hmm. I kind of want to go to that point right there, because this has been a big frustration for me. I have spent 2.5 years trying to get a diagnosis for something that I finally got a diagnosis for. But the process of going through that really made me understand that there are way too many doctors that have no desire to get to the root cause of why something hurts. They will just say, well, we'll do some shots. We'll get, you know, that's been very frustrating for me. And that's one of the things that I tell people about you guys specifically is that you don't put a Band-Aid on something. You want to know why it hurts all the time. You want to know why you've ground down to bone on bone if that's your situation. And that's refreshing. In our medical system right now, it's been a very eye-opening, illuminating process for me over 2 years.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately, two things on that. Number one, not only are doctors educated a certain way in school to treat certain conditions a certain way, but you know, they're trained to use pharmacology. Mm-hmm. And with the media today, you know, people are, you know, for lack of better words, trained to look at pain, you know, you look for quick fixes and not right. actually getting to the root cause of problems. And so, you know, our whole approach is, you know, do a very thorough consultation evaluation and find out what's going on. Can we help or not? If we can help, we're always going to look at, like, how can we get this situation as best we possibly can and avoid drugs and surgery if at all possible. But if we have to go down that route, we know plenty of providers out there that do a great job at that we can refer to. But it's amazing how many conditions we can handle and help people with from a more naturalistic standpoint.
What are some of those conditions?
Wow, I mean, rotator cuff problems, meniscus issues, knee problem, any joint problem you can think of, osteoarthritis, rotator cuff problems, like I said, meniscus tears.
As long as it's not... As long as it's not torn completely, right? I mean,
exactly.
If you're
exactly.
yeah. a full rupture or a full tear. Other than that, there can be a lot of inflammation in the sheath of a tendon. There can be a partial tear in the meniscus of the knee. Yeah. Those are all things we've had very good success with.
I want to go ahead and have you guys answer a question as we start to talk about regenerative therapies. Do you guys use stem cells that are from aborted babies? This is the question I get every single time.
Unethical.
Yeah, they want to know that is not happening. That's very important to a lot of people. It's important to me. We talked about that on the first meeting, Gary. As I said, that's a non-starter for me to use stem cells from there. It's not happening. And that's one of the reasons that I went to you guys was because you don't. But I like to clarify that because I always get that question.
Yeah.
Always.
You know, actually, there's many different ways you can harvest it, whether it's from your own body, bone marrow, or if you're using an allograft where you're using it from like umbilical tissue from a healthy born baby. You're using it from like an umbilical cord that has a plethora of stem cells within it and growth factors and cytokines and proteins. And there's many different manufacturers now that have become very good at extracting this and creating, you know, very good products. And everyone's different. So literally, you know, when Karen and our medical team actually works with a patient, she literally has 5, 6, 7 different options, you know, tools per se in her tool belt that she can use to help someone. It really comes down to how someone presents and what's going on with them.
What's specific with their clinical history, their condition? There are many different products in the regenerative market. We talk about stem cells, which come from bone marrow or Wharton's jelly, but there are also other regenerative products like platelet-rich plasma and amniotic-type fluid products. So a lot of options.
Yeah. Let me talk a little bit for a second about some of the other ways that regenerative therapy is used now. And I feel, like I said, I feel like I can write a review on most of these things. But let's start with the O shot. Ladies, let me just say this. If you have had children and you are of a certain age, you may be at the point where sneezing, laughing, doing a squat at the gym, running, moving fast, or anything else could create a problem. Maybe a leak or two. And if you think that you're like, I'm not ready for those giant, you know, poise pads that the old women wear, the O-shot. Just tell people what the O-shot is, first of all, Karen.
Absolutely. So the O-shot is a treatment where I use PRP and I help treat urinary incontinence. Most people don't realize 1 in 4 females over the age of 18 start to have urinary incontinence. Frequency, losing urine, just like you said, cough, sneeze. It's especially common with women who have been pregnant, had children, and after menopause, it becomes even more prominent. It affects quality of life. people stop going out. They stop exercising. It's a procedure that takes about an hour, and I just use the PRP. So I draw your blood, spin it down, and I actually use numbing medication and then inject that. And that functionally helps stop the urine from leaking through the neck of the bladder. And you actually have results right away. Sometimes women need it annually. Sometimes it's one time and done. It just depends on the female and the history.
Yeah. As a side note, I would have to say that out of all the different treatments we do, that is one that is life-changing. And we hear just stories from people that it's just how life-changing it is for them to have that procedure done.
I am going to tell an embarrassing story on myself in that I am going to say I had that problem. And it had gotten to the point where working out was an issue. I mean, everything was becoming an issue. And I went to Karen and I said, okay, can you fix this? And she goes, oh yeah, totally. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, let's see. Okay.
You said that out loud for the record.
Okay, well, you guys have to understand, you probably think I rush in and just rush in and say, do whatever. I'm always like, okay, let's see how this works. That's my attitude. Let's see how well. I will tell you, the O-Shot is life-changing immediately. Absolutely immediately. It is uncomfortable having the procedure for about a minute and a half, but it is worth it. I would do it again in a heartbeat. I will do it again in a year if I need to. It was that significant a change for me. It was really, really remarkable. And you don't even realize how much of a difference until after you're like, wow, that is incredible. Now, let's talk about why it's called the O-Shot, though, because there, and this is a family show, so make sure we use, you know, like glowing, kind of Leave It to Beaver terms, but why is it called the O-Shot? This is also kind of a secondary benefit, maybe? Karen's like, how do I say this Leave It to Beaver style? So there you go.
Absolutely. So it's not uncommon for women having difficulty with
pleasurable,
yes.
Sex encounters.
Yes.
This is one of the things. The O-Shot was actually initially designed for urinary incontinence, but some of the other benefits, because of the location of where I put the PRP, significantly enhances intimacy for females.
That was perfect.
Enhances
intimacy. There will be no commentary from me on this part of the discussion. I just wanted to throw that out there. You know, I'll be open about the other part because it is what it is. But y'all are just going to have to wonder about the second part of that shot. Now,
I do have some females come in that is their main complaint, and they report significant improvement.
So I'm a huge fan. I know so many women. This is one of those things that if you bring it up around a group of women, especially a group of women over 50, you will be floored at how many women go, oh my God, that's me. We all suffer in silence. We suffer in silence on this, and we don't have to. Now, let me ask this. So we talked about the O-Shot. Is there an equivalent for men? I know there's guys out there saying, hey, what do you got for me over there at the Downtown's Healthcare?
Absolutely. It's called the P-Shot. So that is it was developed for men with erectile dysfunction. Again, it is extremely common. When I looked at statistics, approximately 26% of men under the age of 40 have symptoms of erectile dysfunction.
That young?
Yes.
I'm surprised by that.
And it gets more so with age.
Wow. So it just kind of zhuzhes everything up.
It improves intimacy as well as all the other parts and pieces that come along with that for a male.
And
it is the PRP injection. I do use numbing medication, and it's about 1 hour.
Dave, go ahead.
Yeah. Is this a one-time operation, or do you have to periodically get another shot?
Great question. So for some men, it is one-time procedure, depending on the severity of erectile dysfunction, depending on history, it can be an annual procedure.
But so what exactly, first of all, explain how you get the PRP, because it's actually kind of cool. It's very cool. You first take blood.
Yep.
And then what? Because a lot of people don't know. A lot of people would say, well, I don't want to have a bunch of stuff injected into me. You're just getting your own stuff injected into you, right?
That's the best part of the regenerative treatments. So with the PRP, we actually draw the blood, spin it down, and then I take the platelet-rich plasma and inject that back into whatever body part we're doing, whether it's the O shot, the P shot, a torn rotator, partially torn rotator cuff, muscle in the shoulder, whatever is needed.
Facial procedures, cosmetic procedures.
And that, well, what happens when the PRP goes in there? What does that actually physically do?
So it stimulates your own stem cells to regenerate and repair. If I'm in a facial procedure, I put it in the collagen layer, and that actually helps to stimulate more collagen growth. Depending on what tissue and area of the body that I put into is what stimulates further cells in that area to repair and regenerate.
All right. I just want to kind of explain that because sometimes we talk about it, but we don't explain how it works. I have now had a stem cell facial. I've had a PRP facial. I've had the, I mean, literally, I could just go right down the list of stuff. I feel like you guys have put me back together. I say that all the time. Let me do this. I don't know how we can take questions if anybody has some, because I'm not sure you guys could hear them. Okay, here's what we're going to do. If you have a question, text us, 56690. That's 56690, because I'm not sure that Dr. Gary and Karen can hear on the phone because of our technical setup here. So text me or email me, Mandy@KOANewsRadio.com, and we will ask those questions as soon as we get them. But I wanted to talk one more time about the facial stuff, because people ask me a lot, my friends mostly that have known me my whole life, they're like, okay, what did you do? Because they know I'm doing something, but they don't know what it is. And this is what they say to me, nothing looks like not you. So what are the advantages of a PRP? Let's start with PRP facial. What is a PRP facial?
Definitely. So the vampire facial is the PRP. Again, we draw your blood, spin it down. I use numbing cream. And then based on what you want is where I put the PRP, whether it's to fill in the collagen, to plump the skin. And then I microneedle it and resurface the outer layer as well with the PRP. It helps to regenerate, repair. The skin just looks fantastic.
The texture is amazing.
Illuminating. Yeah, yes.
The texture is really, really incredible. From that procedure. What does that cost? Because a lot of people are like, well, I do Botox, I do fillers. I personally don't like the idea of having toxins in my face. I've done it. I'm not going to lie and say I haven't, but I can't get used to that. That feels very not good. So what cost differential for this kind of stuff? What does this stuff cost?
Well, you know, let's just compare it to like, what do most people do? They'll do, Botox. Mm-hmm. And Botox is basically like it's a neurotoxin that you're injecting in the body, and it paralyzes the muscles and whatnot. And no one knows the long-term side effects of that, number one. Two, you know, this lasts much longer than Botox. So mm-hmm. when you think of people normally do it like 3 to 4, times a year, Botox, it probably is the equivalent cost, but you're only having to do that treatment one time. But I think it lasts longer.
I do too. Depending on how severe the lines are and what the person wants, if they smoke and their diet, usually it's one time a year. The other thing with a facelift, vampire facelift, the difference on that is, so I still use the PRP. I can put it where you want it, but I also use hyaluronic acid. Our body naturally makes hyaluronic acid, but with this, it's got some numbing medication in it, so it's still very natural.
Good. Okay, so we're going to do this. We're talking to Dr. Gary and Karen Rea from Downtown's Healthcare. If you've got a question, text us, 56690. I've already got some questions. Welcome back. We are here with Dr. Gary and Karen Rea from Downtown's Healthcare. We are talking about, I'm going to just say, the cooler part of regenerative therapy right now. We were talking about the O shot. It is a shot for female incontinence and also enhances your time in the bedroom with your loved one. But a caller said if that shot addresses any pain or atrophy in that particular region. So what is the answer to that, Karen?
It definitely can help with that. A big part of this will be doing a history and consultation, so coming in for an exam.
All right, I want to talk about a couple things, and then we have 1,000 questions via the text line. You can text us a question, 56690, and I'll probably try to big picture them, gather the ones that are similar, and do it that way. But I want to talk for a second about IV therapy that you guys are doing right now, and I mentioned earlier in the show that I spent 2 years trying to get a diagnosis for what was wrong with me, and I was having horrible pain. It would start in my feet, and then I went to a podiatrist and he was wonderful, but I got a cortisone shot and it helped for a little while. And then that came back. Then it migrated up to my knees and my hips and my back. I saw 5 different specialists, all of which basically said, there's nothing wrong with you structurally. And the last specialist I saw was an orthopedist, and he said, well, nothing's wrong with your hip, but I think you have rheumatoid arthritis, and I have a history of autoimmune disorders in my family, so that made sense. Finally went to a rheumatologist, and he said to me, you have fibromyalgia. And I said to him, that's not a real thing. And he said to me, yes, it is, and that's what you have. Then I began to find out there's no treatment plan for fibromyalgia except drugs. They give you gabapentin. They give you drugs that have significant side effects. And I didn't want to do that. So I started my own personal research and I started going down this path. And then I got wise and I called Karen. And I said, Karen, I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I'm dying. What do you have? What can you do? And she said, oh, funny you should ask. I'm here at a conference with one of the leading guys on fibromyalgia. Let me find him and ask him what to do for you. And she did. And we did a couple things. One has been dietary for me. That's been huge. I found out I can never eat a mushroom again. I also cannot drink beer, which is heartbreaking for me on so many levels. But I feel much better, but I still was not feeling pain-free. And so I went to Karen, and we've been doing a series of ozone IVs for the last 9 weeks. Actually, my last one Thursday. So I've done them for the last 9 weeks. And the combination of a nutritional cleanse and those IVs have completely eliminated my pain. And after 2.5 years of living with this bizarre, sometimes crippling pain and brain fog and other weird symptoms, it has just been incredible for me to wake up in the morning and not do my daily assessment of where I hurt that day. Cause that was my life for 2.5 years. It was like, what fresh hell do I have today? So when I talk about them getting to the root of the problem, if Karen doesn't know the answer or Rayanne doesn't know the answer or Bridget doesn't know the answer, they're going to find the answer. That's the confidence that I have with this. So you guys are doing IVs, you're doing it for immunity. Let's talk a little bit about that and then tell people what ozone therapy is.
Well, let me just kind of put in there a bit. The reason why we put this service on the lines this last year was because of COVID-19. We knew that because of what was going on in society, we had to really help our patients with boosting their immune systems. And so we put IV therapy on the lines with like what's called a Myers cocktail or immune boosting type like treatments to help really help boost people's immune systems up so that even if they did get COVID, their immune systems would work properly in combating this issue. So, and another side note is Karen's a key opinion leader for many, labs out there and companies, but also she's taught over 1,000 medical providers in the last 6 years on the very services that we do here. But because of that, she's created such a huge network of providers out there that, for instance, when you called and were asking about fibromyalgia, she just happened to be in a conference with someone that we've met through our network and that was able to give us information on helping you with doing very specific blood work and also very specific nutritionals, and then adding the IV ozone. So from that perspective, I think it's important that the listeners know that if we can't find out what the problem is, we have such a vast network to help us that we can really dig and get more data for someone to offer a help flow. And if we can help, great. If not, we can at least refer someone properly. And having said that, Karen, you can discuss the ozone and some of the IV stuff more.
I want to throw something in real quick, and then I'll let you talk about the ozone, because inevitably someone is currently typing an email to me that says something along the lines of, this doesn't work. It's all the placebo effect. You're being snookered. This is snake oil. And you know what? If that's your belief structure, that's fine. All I can tell you is that I had stem cell shots 5 years ago that are still working in my knees. That 6 months ago, I was in chronic pain every day, and now I'm not. So believe what you want to believe, but I will testify all day long that for me, this stuff has been absolutely game-changing. And either I have the most incredible steel trap of a mind to keep the placebo effect in place for 5 years, or it works. So there you go. Let's talk about ozone IV for a second. Yeah.
Just real quickly on that. No, I'd rather do something natural and have it as a placebo than take something synthetic that was man-made that we have no idea what the long-term ramifications are in the body that can shorten your life.
Well, there you go. Let's talk about ozone. Ozone IVs, what are they? They smell.
Absolutely. So ozone is actually a treatment that's been used in Europe since the early 1960s. It's one of the main ways to treat many medical conditions. So when you look at ozone, what is ozone and how can it be used? So ozone is where you take sterile oxygen, you run it in through an ozone machine, you go from 2 gas particles to 3. And once you're 3 gas particles, that's considered unstable. So when I draw the blood out and I put it in a bag, I ozonate the bag with a 3 parts oxygen. That immediately switches over to 2 parts. That combustion, when I have it in that bag of blood, studies show that it helps to clean the blood. It kills bacteria, viruses,
cholesterol.
It
cholesterol. It eats cholesterol.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I mean, you've seen a big improvement in that.
Yeah. I mean, because you don't realize this, when they draw a bunch of blood, you can see the cholesterol in your blood if you have high cholesterol. You can actually physically
show
see
it to you.
It's
as
gross.
Yeah,
it's gross.
Moments.
It's not cool.
Yeah, everyone's grossed out by it, but they clean up their diet and they see it the very next week.
Yeah, it definitely
so
does.
So that's where it helps to clean the blood. We reinfuse that back into the body. So it's a very safe method and it can help decrease inflammation. It helps with a lot of different things, especially pain. There have been studies that show fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, a lot of different conditions, but I was super drawn to it with COVID, knowing that has been used for over 60 years with great results and a lot of studies from Europe demonstrating efficacy. It can also be used in joints as well as muscles mm-hmm. to help treat arthritis, inflammation, and pain. So it's a great alternative if somebody's not a good PRP candidate, or that's just a better alternative for some patients.
And I can attest to that. I've had ozone injections in my back, and I have severe spinal stenosis where I have narrowing of where the nerve goes through. The mm-hmm. hole is really narrowed because of old injuries. And my back is the best it's ever been with doing a series of ozone treatments into my back. So we see amazing results with arthritis with those types of treatments as well.
All right. We have a ton of questions, and I mean a ton. A lot of people are asking questions along the lines of, I've been told I'm bone on bone. My wife is bone on bone. Will stem cells work for me? If you've been told you're bone on bone, first of all, what does that really mean?
Well, that's a great question. It's a very loose term used in the orthopedic world. And I always tell people, just get a consultation, call our office at 303-292-9992. The consultation is free. We'll take a look at your x-rays. What percentage of the time would you say that someone says they're bone on bone, they come in, you look at their x-rays and they're not bone on bone?
At least 50 to 70% of the time.
Okay. So you got to get a better evaluation, but it does work. I mean, I'll let you guys answer that. I'm not the doctor.
Yeah, I mean, it really depends on the severity of the arthritis. If it's mm-hmm. severe, it's a 50-50. We let someone know beforehand, here's some different options. It's your choice. There is no guarantee. We can never guarantee anything.
Right.
And I always tell patients, if you have a provider guaranteeing you something, you need to run. Don't walk away. Run, because in healthcare, you can never guarantee something, but you can be pretty confident that, yes, this will help. However, depending on the severity will really dictate the type of results you get, which we're really transparent with people from the get-go on that.
And on that note, I have patients that say, you know what, I am bone on bone, and I look at their x-rays and occasionally they are. They say, if I can just put off surgery for 1 to 2 years,
right,
I'm okay with that. If I can get a 20 or 30% improvement, I'm okay with that. So that our job is to get them as comfortable as possible, but also strengthen the area above and below, get things lined up, get their nutrition cleaned up, so that by the time they do have to go into surgery, I'm putting them in at the best possible shape that I can, so they have a faster, better outcome.
How well does regenerative therapy work for degenerated discs in the neck and the back?
And that kind of goes with the last question. It depends on the severity of the degeneration. Mm-hmm. It helps a lot. Like in my case, I have pretty severe degenerative changes at one level, so I know it was a trauma in the past that caused it. I still have that. It's gotten better, but I'm pain free.
Right.
And it's
functioning better.
And I'm functioning better. So yeah. I think that that comes down to get a consultation evaluation. And it's a, to me, anyone who is listening, if you want to have the opportunity to live a pain-free life or increase your function or both, and you're questioning if this will work or not, just set up the consultation. We have that, those two locations just to get checked out.
Let me ask a question, because I'm a big believer in the consultation, because people email me all the time after you guys are on. I'm like, I have no idea if this is right for you. However, can people just call in and get a general idea? Maybe they have a general question. They don't need to, they're not ready for a consultation. They just want to know, can it, because I have a slew of conditions that people are asking about using this, from gum recession to hair to frozen shoulder. Does this work on frozen shoulder?
Yes.
Yes. I see great results with frozen shoulder.
Okay, good. Let me see. What areas does PRP not work? Are there any areas where PRP does not work?
Not that I haven't seen. A variable to that is a person's diet. So, you know, are they taking lots of medication? Are they a good candidate?
Age, diet,
nutrition. Those are all variables that I look at if you're a good PRP candidate or not. And if not, then we have other options as well. The ozone, the amniotic products. There's a lot of other options.
Here is one. Please ask your guests if they use ultrasound or any other form of imaging when they inject PRP. I had PRP for tennis elbow in both arms. One arm was in pain before the PRP. The other arm has been, but was not inflamed at the time. So I was doing it done, having it done proactively. The one that was not inflamed has never been the same and is still in pain over a year later. I found out after the fact that imaging needs to be done when the shots are given, at least in some areas. What I know the answer, but I'll let you guys answer that.
Absolutely. So the 1,000 providers that I've taught, I teach them how to do ultrasound guided injections. There is actually a study published in 2018, and it's repeat information. But one example in this is it's almost unethical when you're looking at doing injections, musculoskeletal, and doing them blind. An example in this study was they actually did a bicep tendon sheath injection. And in the study, they did a CAT scan guided dye. The people that did the injection blind without ultrasound were in the right place 26% of the time.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
That's insane.
So going to a provider who is not using some type of imaging is a bad idea. Like you could be wasting your investment and your time in what you're doing. And so When you're proficient like Karen is in ultrasound guided treatments, the success rate goes through the roof when you're working with people, and we see that every single month when we're training dozens of providers who fly in from all over the country to get trained here.
Right. One last question, and we are out of time. What I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to send you all of these questions, and maybe we can throw up a page on the website or the Facebook page or something like that with some of these answers, because I literally have 50 questions that we have not gotten to.
In the meantime, if they call 303-292-9992, they can ask their questions and we can, you know, provide a help flow there.
Okay.
And then for those who want to set the consultation, someone can answer the phone and help them with that as well.
Let me ask one last question. Please talk about the female hormone pellet therapy. How often, what drugs are used? Is testosterone used? I'm here to tell you, if you're over 50, just do it. Okay, ladies, just do it. Unless, you know, just do it. Do it. Do it. Anyway, go ahead, Karen, talk about why they should do it.
Absolutely. We do bioidentical hormone replacement. It is pellet therapy for females. It is about every 3 to 4 months. For males, it's about every 5 to 6 months. It's a very safe way to improve your body's functioning and optimize your body. So first we do a blood draw, check your history, your symptom questionnaire, find out if you're a good candidate. And if you are, then we will actually pellet and then recheck your labs again in 4 to 6 weeks so that we are optimizing and as precise as possible.
And there are places that do not do follow-up blood work for these. And I don't trust that. I'm just saying. I don't trust that at all. 303-292-9992. That's 303-292-9992. Offices in Lowry and downtown. Dr. Gary, Karen Rea from Downtown's Healthcare, thank you so much.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.